The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Are you going to see some fireworks over the long Labor Day weekend? Hopefully. To me, there's nothing like going to fireworks. I know I've talked about this when we've done 4th of July and other times where you celebrate with fireworks. I think just bar none, that eye candy chilling out somewhere and just looking up in the sky is so cool. So I hope you get to see some eye candy maybe somewhere. I don't know that fireworks are necessarily as big, of course not, as they are on 4th of July, but you can always search for them and you might get lucky. All right, I want to mix in a couple of things here at the top, including the fact that there's now conversation, and doesn't this seem like we're going back in the vault? There is now conversation about the possibility of a shutdown again, because the shutdown, you know, I mean, you have to get out of shutdowns. You have to get down out of that mindset. But because of what's happening with immigration and the timing of funding the government, the Senate Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, is trying to just completely put the kibosh on any conversation that he would allow another government shutdown if he became Senate Majority Leader next year. He's saying he's the guy that gets us out of the shutdowns, but there's one that could be looming on the horizon, and McConnell's vowing to try to roll back regulations that Republicans hate, especially EPA rules on coal that Kentuckians see as harmful to their coal-rich economy, which really makes it click and, pardon the pun, but burn. So you add up all these things together, and you know, the shutdown before backfired on Republicans, and after the government reopened, one of the things McConnell said is that he didn't want to go through it again. That there was no reason to have it happen a second time, and I would agree. You know, some would say, well, it's not as bad as you thought. Anytime you're shutting down the government, it's not good. And then if we have to do the whole payback thing, somehow we are getting ripped off in it, so I don't think it's ever good to have to do that, to shut down and then circle back and repay people and figure it out. No, we don't want to go there again, and we don't want to hear night after night, day after day, well, hopefully Social Security won't be held up if you're getting a check, and if you're a veteran, and then have somebody step forward and say, well, no, of course, we're not going to do that to the veterans. We would never do that. And that's what it ends up being. So one can only hope that we don't have to go through the conversation of the government shutdown day 4, day 5. I really, really hope that's not where we end up. Oh, boy, I hope that's not where we end up. But you can feel that it's in the air. Absolutely. Because that's a Trump card. But I think it would backfire on the Republicans because of the midterm election. So I don't think it's, I mean, yeah, you can use it as a threat, but I don't think it's a good thing to follow up with. I don't think that would, in the end, I think it would be disastrous for the Republicans, especially if, for sure, people were affected and had to wait longer for checks, and they're in the military and whatnot. No, not a good thing, you know, whatsoever. Something else, too, mentioning here at the top is there's been massive conversation now about this 9-year-old girl who was learning to fire a submachine gun and accidentally killed her instructor at a shooting range when the weapon recoiled, as it does, over her shoulder. Oof. And you see they fuzzed out the faces a bit, and you can see it up to the point where that happens, and she just looks like a very cute young girl standing there in her shorts and top and learning how to fire the gun. But Charles Vaca didn't set up correctly, and he was accidentally shot in the head, which is terrible. Regardless, he was a former military vet and was comfortable around guns. He instructed the 9-year-old how to fire an Uzi. As she pulled the trigger, the gun jumped out of her left hand toward Vaca, who was standing behind her. So some of the questioning is, wow, why would you put in the hands of a 9-year-old an Uzi? How could you do that and think that you're going to be safe? And a lot of gun experts are saying that, no, shoot with single-shot firearms rather than any kind of submachine gun. That doesn't make sense. But you have a lot of gun enthusiasts who run the businesses, and they place firearms in the hands of the people who they think can handle them. Whether it's an adult or it's somebody younger. So when you're teaching, or when they're teaching, as was happening here with Vaca, they say that they're trained to basically hover over people when they're shooting. So if they're shooting right-handed, they have their right hand behind them ready to push the weapon out of the way. And if they're left-handed, the same thing. So they're trying to say, well, this is what we did, and this is nothing new. We've always done that. But the other question you have to ask yourself is, why is she firing an Uzi? Why would she be taught that? Why would she be taught to do that? So students are taught to fire in 3-round bursts, because if you think of what a submachine gun is like. And unfortunately, he was literally in the line of fire. Right there. So when that kicked back, he was unfortunately all over it. Oh. So tragic. So awful. All the way around the board. There are a lot of people that are having to deal with this now and are probably stunned that they're having to deal with it. It seems like such an unlikely thing to happen, doesn't it? To me, it does anyway. And then quickly, one last thing. You're probably noticing this. Robin Williams' face on so many magazine covers, because it's the last, that's it for Robin Williams. And I think it's interesting, but rentals of his movies, not surprisingly, I suppose, have shot through the roof, because everybody wants to hold on to Robin Williams, I think, for a little bit longer, whether it's Patch Adams or any of the myriad of movies, really, that he did. And he did a lot of them, if you look them up. I think that that's what's happening. The people are wanting to have a piece of Robin, and so he doesn't fade away quite as quickly. All right, we're fading away for a few, and then I'll meet you on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 27, 2014, gold opened at $1,285.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,332.51, $666.26 for a half ounce, or $333.13 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,332.51, $666.26, and $333.13.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to check the emails. But before we do that, let's go to Tomas. Hello, Tomas. Happy Labor Day weekend. We're almost there. Do you believe it?
Yeah. Hey, I got a movie review. I don't know if you heard about that. The Angriest Man in Brooklyn.
Angriest Man in Brooklyn. I have heard of it, but I don't know much about the movie. What was the movie like?
Well, you know, it's almost like Robin Williams is sending us the message from beyond.
Really?
Yeah. I had my wife was crying and laughing in the movie. So, you know, it's and you also have some little gag things at the end. You see Robin, you know, cracking everybody up and. But I tell you what, kind of spooky. Kind of spooky stuff goes on in there. You go, whoa. You start thinking, man, he knew this movie was coming out about this time, too. You know, it's just, I think it's just a video. You know, like, in the video stores. I don't know if it came out in the theaters or not. But,
I think it was supposed to come out in the theaters because I remember I thought I saw like a clip of it, a trailer of it at a movie. So maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I just checked it out. It was a new release at the local video store. So I checked it out and I saw it today. And I'm glad I saw it. You know, I'm glad I saw it almost like a farewell, you know, to a great actor. I mean, you know, and a decent person. And so anyway, I just thought I'd give you that. I called just because of that, because I felt I really wanted to get the word out that it's worth checking out.
All right, I love it. Angriest Man in Brooklyn. There's a little bit of insight maybe into Robin Williams, like you're saying, if you see the movie. And it sounds like something that maybe it went straight to video, but I thought it was in the movie theaters for a little while anyway. But we'll check that out, Tomas. Thanks for calling and giving us the heads up.
All right, Kate. Have a great night.
Hey, you too. The Robin Williams thing, so sad. We mentioned it previously, that at the Emmys, Billy Crystal did a tribute to him, and I thought he did a great job. You know, they showed a little, at the end, they showed a clip of him, just a few little clips of him, and it was, I think it was pretty fitting for Robin Williams, because Billy Crystal knew him so well, and you got that sense. He said he was really funny, and he mentioned something about baseball and told a funny story and just kind of gave the essence of what he was like as a person. And I thought it was well done. It wasn't a long, morose, million montage of clips. And, you know, it was really, really well done. And the movie, by the way, that Tomas is talking about, The Angriest Man in Brooklyn, is about a man who is mistakenly told that he has 90 minutes to live by his doctor, and then tries to go out and reconcile with his wife, brother, and friends. It's a comedy drama, and it came out, like, Peter Dinklage is in it, and it came out this year, and I think it went pretty quickly. That's why I think it went out pretty quickly into video and streaming and whatnot, but it does look kind of interesting. And, you know, some of the actors in it, too. Melissa Leo's in it, and Mila Kunis is in it as well. And, of course, Robin Williams is the star of it. Might be worth checking out. Interesting plot to that movie. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one is from Andy, and Andy says, "Hello, Kate. I was listening all day long to the loop that was on cable about these gunshots, and were the gunshots from the officer who, Darren Wilson, who shot and killed Michael Brown, and then the pause in between. And I'll tell you could flip in a lot of different directions, and you would get 10 different answers to that, which is so crazy and so typical of how we roll in this country. There was no great analysis, I thought. There was no real way to know exactly what was caught on tape, even though the person who had the audio was in the middle of a video chat, and it was right in that area, so you would think that it would be pretty accurate, but I say there's no way to tell. That's just my two cents. All right, here, this one's from Ron, and he says something similar. Kate, it's been a long time since we've talked. This is Ron in Dallas, if you remember me, and we used to work together a long time ago, and I've been listening to the show, and I have to tell you what's going on in Ferguson is really kind of scary, isn't it? Why can't we just get the straight dope on what happened? How about that? What happened here? What was going on with Michael Brown? Too bad they didn't have a dash cam for either way that this situation unfolded. Instead, it's more speculation, bits and pieces, and a lot of leaning from the right and from the left, from the Republicans and Democrats, I suppose, the same thing. And now we have this cockamamie audio that has been injected into the story to give it even a different spin. And is it really the audio that we heard? Was there really six shots, then a pause, then more shots? And what does that mean? And what was happening to the police officer? Not much has been said about him other than the fact that it's been reported that his face was cut up, so he must have been protecting himself somehow. Otherwise, why would he have had a swollen face? Yeah, there still is pieces that are missing and that are hearsay or little leaks out of the police department, you know, or a series of other stories that have come out with some facts and then some wildly exaggerated details. You know, the bottom line is, I guarantee you, too, with Darren Wilson, if you asked him if he could take anything back, boy, he would, I think, reel himself out of that position, not be sitting there the way he is, and he's a target in some cases, or he's a hero in others. It's very odd. And same thing with Michael Brown. Either it's all on Michael Brown, or, hey, Michael Brown was a kid. I mean, dude, leave him alone. He was out in the middle of the street. This is a different culture, blah, blah, blah. There really is doesn't seem to be any in between. There just seems to be the tale of these two different sides, and I wonder what we're missing in the in-between, because, you know, we're always missing that. There's always some meat that goes along with the story that in the end comes out or maybe doesn't come out and would make a big difference in our in the way we're looking at this now and what really has happened here. That's the idea of the grand jury. And one would hope that with the grand jury, you get the best possible outcome by really examining the evidence, by deciding if this is the evidence to move forward with some kind of charge or not. There is nothing here. So, you know, we've looked into it. Meaning done our due diligence with the jury, well, with the justice system, and the grand jury finds, you know, XYZ. All right, this one is from Tim, and Tim says, Kate, heads up. Did you hear about the American jihadist who was killed in Syria? Wow, wow, and wow. Yes, we talked about that. Doug McCain, his name was, and he converted to Islam. He used to be a Christian, was big into church. People say he was nice. He was going to school in San Diego, and then boom, he's in Syria fighting with ISIS. He was killed over the weekend because, you know, they've got the body, the passport, the whole thing. And his body was discovered by members of the Free Syrian Army after he was killed in that fight with the group. So now this goes to the conversation about how many Americans have left this country to go and fight with ISIS, or, you know, we know this from Al-Qaeda, others that wanted to hook up with offshoots of Al-Qaeda or the group themselves, and he's proof that there are certainly, as was suspected, at least 100, maybe more, who are doing that, who right now are with some of these ISIS gangs who are crawling all over Iraq in an effort to even try to get to Baghdad and rein more people in and get them to flip over or just take up more territory. I said this a few times. Let's hope they don't get to Baghdad. You have any thoughts you want to share, please send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Great story, great guest coming up next on ATN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to America. Tonight in our virtual green room, Michael Murphy. He's the author of Love Unfiltered. Michael, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So, you know, the stages of grief, you know, a lot of people understand what the stages of grief are, but you don't think about them, and let's be honest, until you have to pull them out. And you unfortunately found yourself in that situation as you lost your, you know, wife to cancer. Is that part of what led you on this journey to create this book?
Well, my wife, her love for me and then her past me really transformed my heart and really cut away my defenses. And I like to say, you know, when I was in that stage of grief, God was able to come in and slice open my heart, take out all the arrogance and self-centeredness and replace it with love. And as a result of that love, shortly thereafter, I met another woman who was going through breast cancer stage 4, and she didn't have the resources that we had, and I saw the injustice in the world. So that's why I started this foundation to help women as they go through their cancer treatment, but most of our clients are below the poverty line.
Yeah, so talk about that. So talk about what that part of the journey has been like for you. Is it because it was so eye-opening as you watched what happened with your wife, and then you meet somebody else who doesn't have the, like you say, the resources to fight back?
Yeah, it was a real shocker. My wife, you know, she was diagnosed at 29. She passed away at 38. But mm-hmm. that entire time, I mean, one, she had me. She had a lot of love and support from friends and family. We had resources. We had good insurance. And then shortly after she had passed away, I met a woman who was a minority, didn't have the resources, didn't have a husband to go with her. And I started traveling with her to her doctor's appointments, minor surgeries, what have you. I got to know her. And I realized that they kind of talked over her head or talked down to her, didn't really listen. And the catalyst was when I took her to our own oncologist. And he said to Amanda, the best protocol to extend your life are these three chemotherapies simultaneously. Unfortunately, your insurance will only pay for one, so that's all I can give you. And frankly, I was just taken aback by that, and I instinctively just said, hey, here's my credit card. You give her whatever she needs. And unbeknownst to me, that was the seed of what is now the Love for Margo Foundation. And I've met with personally over the last 2 years 70 women as they go through cancer treatments, and we do various things to help them along their way. So it's,
wow,
it's very rewarding, and it's a great way to get out of your own self and to trump grief, if you will.
Yeah, good for you. And so by doing that, you know, you are healing yourself, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. The only way to really find healing, I believe we're called to love and serve one another, and that's how we've been able to evolve this far. And if humanity doesn't resonate with that message again, I think things don't look too bright for us.
Yeah. So you start the foundation, you start to tell people about it, and how do you raise awareness, and how do you get the word out through the clutter?
Well, I mean, we have some key partners. Like in San Francisco, we have the Shanti Project. They're a partner of ours. They've been around for 40 years. We have Gilda's Club in the Coachella Valley near Palm Springs. And then we have the County Hospital here in Oakland. So social workers pretty much refer to us, their clients that really need what we have to offer to them.
Yeah. And so if somebody listening right now is going through something really tough, they can actually apply for a grant, can't they?
That's correct. The website is www.lovefrommargo.com. And on that website is their application for grants.
So we get that this has become such a big passion of yours, and how terrific and really helps you in giving back and go through the process. So if we go back to the Love Unfiltered and we talk about the stages of grief that you went through, this was something that really pulled you out of it. In the very beginning, what was that like?
Well, it's surreal. I mean, you really go into a state of shock. My wife, 7 months before she passed away, her doctor told her that, you know, there's breast cancer spread to your brain, and if you do nothing, you have 6 weeks to live, and if you treat it, you have 6 months to live. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even though I knew her death was coming and you could see her body deteriorating, you always think you have one more day until you don't. And then that's when reality slaps you so hard in the face that you go into a state of shock and everything really becomes surreal. And what I learned about grief early on is, you know, there's the stages of grief, which came from Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, but really grief, it's not steps. It's a spiral. So you might be angry today and get through it tomorrow, but it doesn't mean it's going to resurface someday. So you have to envision a spiral, and as you heal, you know, things can change at a moment's notice. Anything can trigger a feeling that, you know, leads you back into that grief. But you have to realize that as long as you're moving forward, you know, you're eventually going to get to the other side of it.
I like that, visualizing a spiral. That's a good thing for people, I think, to hang on to, because you're right. When you get these processes, you assume, well, geez, if I just do these seven things, I just do these three things, then I am through, and I'm going to fight through that, but it's not the reality of how you can get knocked back. So you said it, when you get knocked back, Michael, what do you do? How do you come back out of being knocked back for a day?
Well, that's such a difficult question to answer, because I think, you know, every time you get knocked back, you find certain techniques to keep you going. Sometimes you just stay in bed and just say, hey, that's the best I have today. Other days, you know, what I found, you know, for me to get through my grief was working with these women. And people always say to me, well, how do you do this? How do you relive this after going through this for 9 years with your wife? And honestly, I have to tell you, I mean, every experience, every moment with a client of ours, I become strengthened and I become inspired. You know, I tell people, you know, knowing what I know now, I never would have gotten into the nonprofit world. And now that I'm in it, I could never get out of it. It's one of those 22.
No kidding. I love that. You wouldn't get out of it now. Absolutely. You heard me say in the beginning about Robin Williams, and it's interesting because I think he's really touched off a lot of emotions in people, as I mentioned when I was introducing you, of people that didn't know him, but they just felt like they knew him, or they got a great laughter from one of his movies or whatever it is. And it's obviously different in the way people die suddenly, and of course with Robin Williams, if you're talking about suicide, and then there's all those questions that hang around. But I think the common denominator is, because I've gone through loss too, is you have the why question that just hangs around like a bunch of mosquitoes, doesn't it? And I think you have to sort of swat it away. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I say drop those questions like a hot potato, because it's going to get you nowhere except for more pain and suffering, you know, especially in a situation like that. I mean, the only thing I would say about that, he obviously, assuming he did commit suicide, he obviously could not take the pain any longer. And he really believed, even though it was false belief, he really believed that he had to get out of his body to end the suffering. In reality, he just needed to change the way he thought. But, you know, it's impossible to judge what somebody else is going through. And my heart goes out to, especially to his wife, and I hope they don't have regret and questions and just, you know, what I learned about reality is don't fight it, accept it.
Yeah, well said. Just embrace it and just move on from that. So, Love Unfiltered, tell me about the coming out for Love Unfiltered and putting it together and how that was writing it.
Well, you know, it's funny. I started to write a memoir, which I'm still writing. It's about 90% done. And it's really a memoir about the love affair between my wife and myself. And in the middle of writing that memoir love story, I wrote this book, Love Unfiltered, which is really an inspirational personal development book. And it kind of, it tells my story, how I came from an alcoholic home. I ran away from home at the age of 14. I was a total loser up until age 23. I met someone who said, hey, your life is a mess. I think I can help you. And he literally taught me 1 hour a week for 7 weeks on how to create and manifest anything I desired. And the way he taught me and the way we did it, it's like The Secret or Think and Grow Rich on steroids, because he gave me a twist that in the thousands of books I've read on manifestation, I've never read anybody suggest what he suggested to me that I do at the end of this process. And as a result, I believe we can manifest, we're constantly manifesting whatever the reality in our life is. We just do it unconsciously. And I say to people, hey, you know, we spend more time planning a vacation than we do planning our life. So let's sit down and let's plan what you really want with your life. Let me show you how to write that intention in a powerful way. And then let me give you a little twist that almost automatically ensures that it will become reality for you.
The little twist, that you're teasing us with that. Do you talk about the twist in your book?
Well, I'm going to tell you, but I wish people would buy the book. But what he taught me at the end of this, and so we met every hour for a week, once a week for an hour for 7 weeks, and I had 6 intentions, and I had nothing. I mean, I was a total loser. I had no education. I had no money, and I became a multimillionaire using this intention and this power. And basically, at the end of this, what he had me do is, in my own voice, and we're going back to the early 80s, so imagine, you know, we had a cassette player and a microphone, but in my own voice, I recorded a script that put me into a self-hypnotic trance, and in the background, he played Theta Brainwave music, and then I recorded in my own voice each of my intentions for these areas in my life. You know, for example, you know, I wanted to make $10,000 a month. Well, I ended up making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. I wanted to own my own house. I ended up with a $4 million house. But I tell the story in light of this new realization since the loss of my wife, that I realized that to manifest a bunch of material stuff really is not our true meaning or highest purpose why we're here on this planet. And if whatever we're going to create or manifest, if we do it in light of a higher purpose of love and service to one another, then it only becomes that much more powerful. And so really, that's what the book is about.
Love it. Perfect way to end this. Michael Murphy, Love Unfiltered. Pick it up. Thank you so much.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
College football has finally arrived this season, and a new playoff system is sure to shake things up. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take 1 weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
From the moment Abilene Christian and Georgia State kick things off, things are going to be different. A new 13-member selection committee will come up with the final top 25 rankings to determine the 6 New Year's bowl games. No conference tie-in. Here's the real shakeup. Bowls can't skip teams in the rankings to pick a lower-ranked team that might travel better. The teams will be picked based on the highest ranking. All the mathematical hurdles are through. 4 teams will play in 2 semifinal games. 6 bowl games, the Rose, Sugar, Orange, Cotton, Fiesta, and Peach, rotate as host for those games. So the 2 semifinals plus other 4 top-tier bowls are part of the 6. Just in case you were wondering about the 13 members on the committee, it includes former Nebraska coach and athletic director Tom Osborne and former U.S. Secretary of State and Stanford provost Condoleezza Rice. The first game will be held at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, January 12, 2015. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts. All right, believe it or not, yeah, football is coming up this week. Hard to believe, isn't it? Boom, we are done with the summer. Then we're going to get into the pro stuff. The BCS standings come out. The College Football Playoff Selection Committee Top 25 is in. That's significant. Of course, it's been in for months. And now you have that 13-member panel that I just talked about there on Sports Shorts. Really super, super, super big because of now this huge change in what's happening in football. The argument of who's one and who's two isn't significant anymore. So some of the other people on the committee include the Wisconsin Athletic Director, Barry Alvarez, also the West Virginia Athletic Director, Oliver Luck. You have Pat Hayden from Southern California in that same position, the AD. You have a bunch of those. I mentioned Osborne, which is huge. You also have a former NCAA executive. You have a former USA Today sports writer, Steve Weiberg, who you probably read some of his stuff if you're a sports fan at all. And a couple of other interesting choices, too. I can't wait. I think it takes all of the guesswork out of it, but we'll see. In the meantime, as we tie things up and we're headed to the tail end of this hour anyway of America Tonight, we mixed in a conversation about a couple of different things. I thought it was interesting to lighten the load in a way and talk to Michael about how you leap over that grief hurdle. And I thought he had some pretty significant things to say. And also, it's interesting how he went through the tunnel in his own life. Jack in Australia. Hello. Ooh. I hit the wrong button, I think, Jack. I ejected Jack. That's what happens when you have an extra cup of coffee. Sorry, Jack. If he calls back in, we'll put Jack on the air. Oh, my. I hate to do that. Usually, it's so easy. It's, you know, it's like a handoff in football. No problem. As nobody's rushing you, you're okay. All right, so what we started to talk about and what I mentioned, and I had gotten a bunch of emails on this, and we went through this in the mailbag segment, was this audio and the six shots, a pause, and then four more shots. The audio of Michael Brown's death, and then the question mark is looming in the air. Is that what we... is that what we think it is? And there are forensic experts that looked at it, and there are some other questions even as far as the legality of it is. Because, you know, here we go again with somebody who was off doing a video chat, and they caught this on the video chat. And how much will this play into anything that's decided? And what about charges? What will the Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson face any charges or not? And that all depends, again, on the grand jury. It's all in the grand jury's lap. I think we do have Jack back again. Jack, sorry about that, old pal. We had him. We ejected him.
Yeah, well, I got a couple of light things before I get onto the Ferguson thing. First of all, some sports princess challenged me to the ice bucket challenge, but I noticed the sports princess didn't have any ice in the bucket.
Oh, there was ice. There was ice. It's Texas. It melted.
Your reply is coming on that one. Another light note which shows that politicians get paid too much. I want you to think about this. It is illegal to go whale fishing within the state of Nebraska.
Where do the whales come into play? That's really interesting.
Last time I looked, Nebraska was a landlocked state.
No, there is no whales.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Anyway, yeah, on to the more serious thing. The audio of the supposed six shots in a group and then a group of four shots can be easily debunked. How many shell casings were collected?
Yeah.
All the reports that I've read said that that there were only 6 shell casings. Where did the other 4 shots come from?
Right.
So, you know, if all 6 shots have been accounted for as having hit Michael Brown, then, you know, this audio has been released to try and debunk the investigation. Another thing that I find interesting from the community in Ferguson, there are now demands from the community who have just trashed their suburb to have the they plan on rioting again unless the state government comes in and rebuilds the businesses.
Oh, that's crazy, because that's not happening. How are they going to put the bill for that? No way.
Yeah, they're saying either do it again or we're going to destroy the place again.
No, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Frankly, if I was the governor, the insurance companies or the businesses that were damaged and destroyed, I'd be saying to them, okay, we're going to give you a payout, but we will not insure you again if you set up in Ferguson. Yeah, and maybe more and more communities that have these race riots, the businesses packed up and moved away after these things happened. Maybe these communities would get it through their thick skulls that while you are allowed to vent your anger, destruction of public and private property is not the way to do it.
Yeah,
you know. I'm upset that a young unarmed kid was killed. So I'm going to knock over my local Best Buy and take a 60-inch plasma screen, and you know, to show my solidarity with the family. Yeah, you know, it's just absolutely ludicrous.
It is. It's baloney. I agree, baloney.
And I find it absolutely outrageous that Mr. Obama found time to send White House representatives to the funeral, but could not take the time to even send a minor underling to the 2-star general that was buried a few days earlier. More to the point, he was on the Gulf. Mr. Obama, who should have been there as the commander-in-chief, should have been at the funeral to start with, but he was too busy golfing. And I had a look at some of the major funerals that have happened over the during his tenure. He was too busy golfing in almost every one of them, including his own auntie, the one that he is Odieno.
Yeah.
He was too busy playing golf to go to an auntie who's supposedly an influence on his life.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the big mistake was, thanks for pointing that out, Jack, and I'll be waiting for that ice bucket video to be sent, trust me. The general, the 2-star, I thought was a big mistake, and so then there was, of course, the representatives at Brown's funeral, and I understand the comparison to that. I thought it was a mistake for him not to be at the 2-star, for sure. If you have any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.